101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:27 on a Friday. Good morning. We have the opportunity to talk with Kelani Oldakowski and Isabel Larson, co-presidents of the Student Council at Wadena Deer Creek, and they're here this morning to preview Homecoming Week at Wadena Deer Creek next week. So, ladies, I'd like to welcome you into the studio. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going well.
Good morning. Good.
And I just introduced you two, but I'll have you guys introduce yourselves again just so everybody on the air knows who's talking. I can just have you guys say your first and last name.
My name is Kelani Oldakowski.
And I'm Isabel Larson.
All right. So you guys are co-presidents of the Student Council. You're here to talk a little bit about homecoming. You mentioned to me the theme of this year. What's the theme of this year's homecoming and kind of what went into the process of picking the theme for the year?
The theme this year is There's No Place Like Homecoming. So it's kind of just like the Wizard of Oz theme. And I think the process was like Mrs. Becker, our advisor for Student Council, she was kind of researching some ideas and she kind of brought it to us and we really liked it. So we went with it.
All right. Awesome. And what goes into planning homecoming? What have you two and what have your other classmates done to kind of get homecoming week ready?
All of us officers kind of talk about the theme and talk about the dress-up days that we want, and then we bring it to our other classmates so that we're able to involve some of the other grades into the decision-making.
All right, awesome. And so what are those days? What are the homecoming days ahead for WDC?
All right, so starting on Saturday, tomorrow, there is no dress-up day, obviously, because it's a weekend. But we do have a movie night in the big gym at the high school at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And we will be showing The Wizard of Oz just to kind of kick the week off in a positive note. Yeah, and I think it's going to be sponsored by Student Council, so that'll be pretty fun.
And then Monday, we kick off homecoming with our Pep Fest, and our theme is Pajama Day. We're not in Kansas anymore.
And then on Tuesday, we have Which Witch is Which, which is kind of like a twin day or multiplicity day. And we don't have any events that day, so we'll actually have school that day.
And then Wednesday, we jump right back into it, and that theme is our color day. So every grade has a different color. And we do our Powder Puff football for the older grades and Powder Puff kickball for the younger grades.
And then on Thursday, we have Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oh My, which is like our animal slash safari day. And then the homecoming candidates, cheerleaders, fall sports captains, senior athletes, we're going to go over to the elementary school and do a pep fest for them and autographs and all that sort of fun stuff. So that'll be really, really nice and fun to do. They love it every year.
And then Friday, our final day, is our spirit day, and we have the coronation that day, and then the annual football game as well.
All right, and a whole lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff going on for homecoming. Is there anything that either you two are specifically excited for, whether it's an event, whether it's a dress-up? What kind of gets you excited for next week?
I mean, obviously, the homecoming football game is always a highlight. I mean, I love, like, doing all the dress-up days and seeing everybody get really, really hype for the game. And it's really, really just a fun experience because we come together as a school.
And then for me, I've been waiting kind of, obviously, as every other senior, to do our annual color day with the Powder Puff football and getting to dress in the senior color black. And we get to do our senior train, which is pretty cool.
And as seniors, how is this homecoming? Does it feel different? Is it hit you guys yet that this is your last homecoming at WDC as students?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's really like finally starting to sink in that like the week before homecoming is like coming to a close and final planning is starting to go out. And it's like it's just different as a senior. I feel like it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, as a senior, it feels a little different. And then I'm on the court, too. So it kind of hits me that I'm the oldest one there and it's just a little weird.
And when you guys compete and do your activities that you're involved in, like you talked about, it's your last year doing them and it's homecoming. What about that extra bit of homecoming helps you guys as you get through the week?
I think just like looking forward to all the dress up days and being creative and seeing everybody have fun. And like, I think that gets me through all like the tests and stuff that we have.
And then we have three volleyball games that week. So I guess just seeing everybody excited for homecoming just kind of gets us in the spirits for those games as well.
All right. Anything else going on with WDC homecoming that you want to let us know about while we got you up in studio?
We also have our homecoming dance after the football game. So the time should be about 9 p.m. to midnight. And I think 9th through 12th grade is invited, and there will be parent chaperones and everybody. So that should be a really, really fun one. So.
All right. Anything else you guys want to let us know about?
Nope.
All right. Well, we're talking with Kelani Oldakowski and Isabel Larson, co-presidents of the Student Council at WDC. They're talking about homecoming, starting with festivities already tomorrow night, lasting all the way through next Friday. So, ladies, thanks for joining us in studio. Have a fun homecoming. It's a lot of fun and make a lot of memories, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to hear the interview in its entirety, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.